In the early 20th century, whooping cough killed as many as 10,000 Americans every year. But then we got a vaccine, and that number dropped to less than 30. Every worried parent wanted to get the shot for their child that might save his life. So why are fewer kids now getting the vaccine?
In the 50s, hundreds of thousands of children were dying from preventable diseases, and vaccinations saved so many lives. And it's only because we don't see as many children dying that we don't worry. But that's really sad.
That's actress Amanda Peet in a public service message. Have years of health made us less fearful about disease? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, July 1st. And, you know, there's been a lot of reasons why people have expressed concern about vaccines. But this is one of the, you know, it's only recently that we've started hearing about people getting vaccines because they feel safe.
And also, what are the drivers of infectious disease, which sort of determines the strategy of how you vaccinate? That's for sure. Let's get a check of the top morning news stories this morning. Hearings on the Supreme Court nominee of Elena Kagan wrap up today. This afternoon, outside witnesses will deliver their own testimony. Yesterday, the nominee said her hearing has been memorable.
I found it somewhat wearying, but actually a great moment in my life.
The judiciary panel might vote late tonight to deliver another great moment in her life, or may wait until after the July 4th holiday. It's expected to pass.
Joining us now is a Takeaway Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, Celeste.
So yesterday you talked about how they focused a lot on the question of military recruiters on the Harvard campus while she was the dean there. Do you think that's going to have an impact on the vote over her confirmation?
It doesn't look like it's going to have an impact on the vote. Of course, we don't know exactly who's going to vote how, and there haven't been any senators who've said for sure which way they'll vote. But I'll tell you one thing. There was a really interesting moment yesterday on military recruiters. Senator John Cornyn, who has a big problem about this part with Kagan's past, took a real swipe at her. He said that basically her decisions at Harvard set up a system for the military that was separate but equal. And that was a real swipe, because separate but equal was the old doctrine that allowed segregation in the South and segregation in schools. And it was her old boss, Thurgood Marshall, who fought against it. And that was a real swipe at her. I'm not sure a lot of people noticed.
Okay, Todd Zwillick, we'll be back with you later on in the show. Thanks.
It's going to be a long holiday weekend for more than a million people who are out of work. Senate Republicans blocked a vote extending jobless benefits for the third time. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats are refusing to compromise.
The only reason the unemployment extension hasn't passed is because our friends on the other side simply refuse to pass a bill that does not add to the debt. That's it.
The Senate won't revisit the issue until after Independence Day. The House is expected to vote on a similar measure later today. Texas has been spared a direct hit by Hurricane Alex, but the storm has caused flooding and tornadoes. It's now moving inland over northeastern Mexico. And government officials, here's a milestone for you, say the BP spill will take the record as the largest Gulf spill ever. It is expected to pass the 140 million gallon mark today, which means it passes the record-setting spill off Mexico's coast back in 1979. The president's giving a speech on immigration today at American University in Washington, D.C. The White House hopes it will rally support for comprehensive reform on immigration issues.
And the president is calling it a victory for every American. The House passed the financial overhaul bill yesterday. Senate leaders, though, have postponed their vote on the bill. That means the legislation will not reach the president's desk until at least mid-July. Asian markets are down right now, as are European indices and futures. The Dow's going to start at 9,774. The S&P at 1030. The Nasdaq will open at 2109. Well, we heard recently from the Federal Aviation Administration that it's okay for drone aircraft to be used along the border for border security, but lots of people, corporations, universities want to use unmanned aircraft. Are they safe? We're going to talk about it later.
I'd love a drone. I know what I'd do with it. We'll talk about it later. Later in the program also, we're going to talk about road trips with authors, a memorable road trip with the late David Foster Wallace. Who would you want to go on a trip with? You know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or text the word TAKE to 69866.